the fringes of design to find out what works in our homes with the most informed avant-garde experts in the design game.
To get our questions answered with savoir-faire and hilarious savvy, ask Patrick's Patrick J. Hamilton talks cutting edge and close to his heart creations.
HGTV Design Star winner and omnipresent design personality Tyler Whistler jams on what good design means and how turning a blank space into your space can be a fun and fantastic journey.
You only know how far you can go if you push past your limits, so buckle up and buck the trend. We're making design work right now on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
You are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And it's all about design trends today and what is happening in the world.
You love design.
I like it more and more. I have to say that my source code, carpentry.
Yes.
But I designed all kinds of stuff. I didn't even know it.
Well, you know, when we were working on projects together, Mark sort of, he finishes all the stuff that needs to be screwed and nailed in, and then he's like, I'm all set. I'm good. Let's wrap it up.
And I see that texture. I see those all kinds of different things of what's built.
Yes.
But it's more than that to other people and lots of other people.
Yes.
Which is why we have someone whose first name is a verb, Ask Patrick.
Yeah, how did you get the first name Ask in your name, Ask Patrick? Were your parents very active people?
Yeah, there's massive confusion going on there. No, that's the name of my blog, you silly folks. My real name is Patrick J. Hamilton.
Well, Patrick J. Hamilton, it is a pleasure to talk to you because we haven't chatted, even though we're on social network with each other constantly. And for everyone listening, you have to follow Patrick at @ask_Patrick on Twitter. And look at him on Pinterest and Facebook and everything. But we've been chatting for a year virtually, and we are going to hopefully see you again at Housing Works Design on a Dime. That's in May, right?
I hope so. It's coming up April 24th is the big opening party. And I think there's a fundraising dinner before that. So if you go to housingworks.org, you'll find out all of the information there. But the big shopping event, the big gala, the big shopping as sport event is the evening of the 24th.
It is amazing shopping event. It's like ridiculous prices for gorgeous things, right? What is the discount that you get for that first night?
It's usually it's anywhere between 50% and 70% off of retail. So it's some, and it's this is not secondhand stuff. This is the people think that because it's Housing Works Thrifts and because the name is Design on a Dime that it's used merchandise or things like that. There's certainly used merchandise, but it's more like antiques and vintage and just amazing designer stuff and, museum caliber art, all kinds of crazy stuff. I have an amazing 100% never been used silk rug that's going down from Karini Lang that I'm just ecstatic about. So there's some really, really good stuff. People are gonna have some scores.
Okay, well, those are some really good scores because all of the stuff is curated by all these amazing designers like you. And I'm curious about that rug. So when you lay it down, never been used before, are you going to just tell people to get out of your booth, don't touch it, don't step on it?
Well, hopefully it'll sell so fast that, people won't be able to walk on it. But, no, his rugs can withstand some traffic. So as long as we don't have wet shoes at night, we should be good.
Well, you also are headliner for the Architectural Digest Home Show.
That we didn't get to go to, so I want to know everything about it. What was the most awesome thing there that we need to know about?
The craziest thing I fell in love with was this giant neon sign of these, you know, those Mexican wrestlers that wear the masks?
Oh, we sure do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, we do.
The troubadour people, right? Aren't they?
Like
No. We've been talking about that. We tried to go to a restaurant recently where there were Mexican wrestlers, and we didn't get to go.
No, they weren't there. We went to
the restaurant. They weren't there. What are they called, though?
I mean,
the Luchadores or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
but,
right.
I misplaced the card. I have the card with me, but this neon artist, I think he was the only neon artist there, so it should be easy to track down. But he had these maybe 4 foot tall just faces of these masked wrestlers, and I'm sort of obsessed with them.
Oh, my God. Did you take pictures? Did you tweet them out? Where are they? Can I see them?
Not yet. I'll probably do a blog posting either later today or sometime during the week.
Well, let me jump into that, because Teresa plucked a line out of your blog that is so good that I actually have to read it about design. For design novice or someone who's doubtful about design or doesn't know what it is. And here I go. Context is huge in pulling a space together, and each piece ideally relates to the next. It's like having one lonely guest at a costume party. No one feels comfortable when the first arrival has come and has nobody to talk to, but the guest list and the costumes make much more sense once the party's in full swing. How can you be this smart and articulate?
Well, first of all, I just love the idea of parties, so that always makes sense. But I talk a lot about rooms in the context of parties or dinner parties or social gatherings, because it sort of demystifies it for people, and they think if you talk about, you know, like, what's it like to be the only person, you know, in your field of interest at a party, it's kind of lonely. So you want to have somebody to talk to that you can relate to, but also if it's all people that you know, if you're all doctors or if you're all, I don't know, manicurists or whatever, you know, then you end up talking shop and it's sort of a different thing. So you need some similarities in a party and you need some differences in a party, and I love that philosophy in putting a room together.
That is so perfect too, and it doesn't usually make sense until all the pieces are there, just like at a party. It's such a perfect way to describe it.
Well,
gold star.
All I can think of is I went to this slamming manicurist party.
Really?
It was unhinged. It lasted till 5:01 p.m. when the shop closed.
Oh my goodness! Slamming manicurist party.
Yeah,
that was a really weird example. Of the first
That's what makes you awesome.
No,
though.
It makes total sense.
And
we like Mexican wrestlers and manicurists. We're inclusive, not exclusive.
And I'm going to short circuit myself right now because I'm about ready to call the luchadores chalupas, which I think are food from Taco Bell. So I pre-apologize. And have a serious question,
okay?
Which is, you're talking about all these different sort of out there kinds of things, but that's going to pull into real designs that you really, Ask Patrick, and other designers are going to be influenced by and see in real living rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you see that playing out?
How do you mean?
Like for I guess I'll, because I don't consider you regular person.
Okay,
and I mean,
I'll take that as a compliment.
I would.
Oh, he doesn't consider me a regular person either.
You know,
so we're in a club together.
How do the luchadores transform themselves to suburbia? Or, you know, it's like there's a color in high fashion that ends up at TJ Maxx. And you know what I mean?
Oh, a Mexican wrestler-inspired room?
Yeah, are there statues that are going to be in vogue, animal prints, manicurists in your living room? I'm making it up here, but...
Actually, when we talk about dining by design at the Architectural Digest Home Show, we can bring it back to manicurists, I promise. But I don't know. I'm just that one specific, that big neon thing. Well, I think to me, it's just being gutsy with a piece of art. I think that always translates. So this may be gutsier than many people. You know, like a 4 foot neon face, masked face staring at you. Well, I'm not sure everybody wants that, but I think it just to me is like, you know, art is a great place to be gutsy with. And, you know, if you had that in a room, it was like a media room or something fun or like a, you know, some kind of room where you really just wanted to make a statement. I think you could do it with that giant neon wrestler, or you could do it with, you know, a great huge abstract painting or a color photograph or something like that. So to me, that's how that would translate. I mean, I don't think everybody's ready for the for that face blinking and staring at them all day long, but I think the philosophy can translate.
Now, I have a question, because you've done some design work for TV too, correct?
A little bit, yep.
Okay, and so you design for a lot of probably tough clients who have budgets and all kinds of, you know, constraints about time and specificity, and I like blue, but can you make it be a blue that doesn't have any, like, green in it, and can you make the marble look a perfect way that looks manufactured but it's really real? Mm. So working with people on a television show versus working with picky clients in real life, like, which one is really harder?
Well, I haven't done – I mean, I've been on a couple shows, but I've not had to design specifically for TV. But I don't think it's really – other than timeline and, behind-the-scenes support, I don't think the clients are really that different. I think clients, have specifics in mind. I think clients can be demanding, and I don't say that as a bad word. I just, this is their home, so they want to get it right. I don't always understand why people how do I say this diplomatically without alienating any of my current clients, sort of second guess the design process once they brought a designer in. It's sort of like, do you ask this about your about your taxes from your tax guy at every line item? It's like kind of a weird thing. But, I think people want things done well, and then they want it done, sort of quickly. I think sometimes people don't understand how organic the process is. I mean, it's always sort of like a big if-then scenario, like if this is the couch that you want, then these are the chairs we should probably be looking at. And I think in some ways TV spoils people, because they see it come together like in an hour in their living room, and in the real world it doesn't always happen that way.
So true.
Oh, man. See, I love it. I mean, I have other questions, but I want to relish that answer because I totally get it. And totally one thing can change another thing. I totally get it. And as much as I love to be general and talk about trends, do trends really translate into your personal designs, or is it more of that organic growth from your creativity that drives, hey, I see this space and bam, here's what should happen?
Well, I mean, I like when you walk around the Architectural Digest show, I mean, you definitely start to see some trends of new product, and I think as much as I say, okay, so like one of the big trends I saw this year was copper. Like there's a lot of copper happening, and it's not sort of the old organic copper that we're used to. It's sort of a rose gold kind of very slick modern take on copper, and I saw it a lot. And as much as I would say like, okay, I love that idea, I love that coffee table, I would love to use it, the next client who comes along doesn't necessarily fit with that idea. So you sort of file it away. But I'm a big believer in peripheral vision. I think that sometimes the things we see around the edges of what we're looking at are the things that actually end up coming back into the work we end up doing. So something or some juxtaposition of something that I saw at the show, or, somebody walking by a booth wearing red pants in front of a turquoise something. I think all of that, if you keep your eyes open, I think it all ends up coming back into the work that you're doing. But I think it's mostly about just keeping your eyes open.
I think that's such a good point, and unfortunately, we have to go to break. Sad face.
Oh. Sad face. Peripherally speaking, though.
But I will keep my peripheral looking around, and Mark, you'll be inspired by all the stuff you see at the edges.
So follow Patrick on Twitter. Check out his posts on Facebook. Find him on Pinterest, and find us after we go into this break.
We'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life.
Add more
outdoor curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Rebuilding Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at RebuildingTogether.org. And you are inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa, which I said with my eyes closed.
You still know I'm your wife with your eyes closed?
I still do. It's one of those things where I was whelmed by the emotion.
Well, I was a little bit sad that you did not take me to the Architectural Digest Home Design Show in New York, sad face. So we have to talk to somebody who actually went there.
Yes, hashtag New York Design, NY design guy, Tyler Whistler.
Yes.
Omnipresent design personality.
Yes. Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Hashtag. Happy to be here.
And that ends the interview. Thanks, Tyler.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good. Well, I bet you were hashtagging up while you were at the Architectural Digest show in New York, which we didn't get to go to because somebody didn't take me there, my husband who loves me. So tell me what you love, what you hated that you, when you're walking around the show floor.
What I loved, the whole trend going towards the warmer metals, the brasses,
yes,
and the coppers, I was actually very pleasantly surprised with a lot of little copper accessories. Not a lot, but the ones that were there were really, really lovely. So I did see like a wire, a metal frame chair, which was in copper with woven leather, which was just divine, and then, you know, beautiful copper pendants. So the small bits of copper that were there, I really enjoyed.
Now, do you think that this trend is really going to make it into the homes of the suburban houses around the country? Because I know when I have mentioned this to some of my girlfriends, they're like, what? Are you kidding me?
It's something that's... it's going to be used in very, very small and deliberate amounts. It's not going to be something that, you know, your entire kitchen is going to turn into copper. We're getting rid of stainless steel. Never going to happen. but it's one of those things. A lot of people have to get used to it, just like mixing silver and gold. More and more people are feeling comfortable with that, but it's going to take time. People are very much traditionalist, and if you're sticking with one metal, you stay with one metal. And so to start mixing all these warmer tones is going to be an experience for them. And, you know, a lot of people still have that reference of the warmer gold tones being very 80s, which, you know, 80s is kind of back, so.
Yeah, the 80s is back. It's here. But
yeah,
a little bit more
yeah,
refined. Yeah.
And as an expert mixer, as an expert mixer of black socks and brown shoes, I'm happy for this.
Well, you know, therein lies a different conversation altogether. We need to work on that.
I'm trying to introduce my husband into the world of, like, patterned socks.
Patterned and colorful socks, dude. We got to get you on that.
Yeah. I'm a big fan. I just don't own any. And
you
then,
do?
I own a couple gift pair.
Yes.
But then I won't go get them myself.
No, you're a black sock guy to the end.
It's just the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
With the brown shoe.
Yeah, he's relentless.
I am not that bad. But I want to circle back to our original hashtag, because at your website, TylerWhistlerHome.com, it's hashtag Team Whistler. Now, I purposely didn't look this up because I want to know what you say it is.
Oh, Team Whistler is just, you know, it's anybody. Well, really, it refers to me and my boys, my husband and my son. That's who Team Whistler is all about. But, you know, I kind of collectively refer to it to anybody who likes what I do and wants to follow me and, you know, is just part of the team. You know, spreading the love.
Well, your little boy is the cutest, I swear. I love the pictures that you post on Instagram and Twitter. He's just so cute.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's got two gay dads. So, I mean, really, we kind of set him up in a way where he's going to have to get used to being in front of the camera and posing with pretty hair. Sorry, but that's the way it's going to be.
Now, do you let him choose things for his room, or do you just say, no, just trust me, I know what I'm doing?
I think he's just kind of succumbed to the fact that his dads are very overbearing, and so he's just like, you know, we give him some things, but I just don't think he cares, to be quite honest. He is very much a boy. He's like, I don't know, is it a room? Does the room work? Is there a TV in the room? I'm happy. He's very much a boy. So I'm picturing him, you know, 20 years from now, literally on, like, a leather sofa with, like, a beer in his hand and, like, an Xbox, and he would be happy.
Well, Tyler, I've checked out your designs, you know, great images on Facebook, and your designs have that, at least the ones that I've seen, I don't want to pigeonhole you, but they have that sort of, I'm going to use the wrong term here, but they're masculine, they're man cave, leather couches, leather-bound books, deep colors, deep stains, concrete even. And, I mean, I dig them. And is that just coincidentally a snippet of what I've seen, or is that your juju?
You know, that is what I naturally gravitate towards. I love deep, dark colors. I think that so many people are afraid of dark colors, especially on walls. And circling back to the AD Home Show, I sat in the Benjamin Moore vignette at their table for Benjamin Moore, and I was talking to the communications director, and I said, people just have this fear of dark colors, but dark colors can be so sexy and serene because your eye visually does not pick up where that border ends. It's like looking into a starry sky. It goes on forever, but those stars that are shining bright are really the highlight of what you're looking at, which is the same in a room. When you've got a dark room, anything you put in it becomes that jewel of amazingness. But in terms of going back to the masculine aspect, I do love a masculine room. That's just me. Whether I get to design it all that often, not really, because clients are clients. They don't all want to live in the same space as me.
Well, I have to ask you, you know, just talking about, you know, the different kinds of metals too, and dark colors. So how does someone who is not very design courageous go into bringing in some dark colors into their home?
I have to say, paint is the easiest thing in the world. I don't know why people don't paint more. Yes, it's a little bit of a job, but I guarantee you a fresh coat of paint will change a room miraculously. You know, I'm not going to say incorporating dark colors in a pillow or a throw or accessories is going to do anything. It's not going to do anything for you. It's not going to have the impact that those four walls will have.
Now, are you into painting the ceiling, too?
On occasion. On
okay.
occasion. I will generally allow sort of the walls to be the dark space and then leave sort of the lightness up on top. Although I have painted the ceiling black as well. It's transformative, really. And so many people walk into spaces or vignettes in show houses when designers have gone there, and their first reaction is, oh, my God, I could never do this. And it's like, why can't you do this? You love it. You're in it. You can do it.
I so agree with you. But I have to ask you a random question, though, because we only have a few minutes left. So on your website, I saw this image, and I believe it was called the Black Dragon. It looked like some kind of hanging art piece, maybe with, like, hair or something. What is that?
The Black Dragon, that's a light fixture.
It's a light fixture?
Yeah, but it is so ridiculously beautiful and elegant. It looks like a fashion designer's illustration of how to drape a dress. The Black Dragon, it's from Hudson Furniture here in the city. they do amazing, amazing chandeliers and fixtures. But it's basically black nickel, that strands of black nickel that have been, that are lining the fixture and are just draped in the most elegant kind of Grecian goddess way. So sexy, so chic.
I have to say, you know, with all of the amazing things that are available for our imagination, that why does everyone always go to beige? Mark, why does everyone go to beige?
It's easy. It's safe. Everybody's shoes are brown, so why not make everything else brown? Wood comes
in
brown.
Why not just wear black socks with it if everybody else is doing it?
Look, Tyler, here, I wasn't going to tell you, but now I'm going to fess up. I'm starting a trend. I just started it today. Where it's, you just want to be an iconoclast. Black belt, brown shoes, ripped up t-shirt and tuxedo pants. I mean, you just got to make it work.
That's kind of hot, actually.
Tyler,
hashtag Mark style.
Where do you get tuxedo pants? That's my first question.
Why would you want tuxedo pants, first of all?
I don't know. Are those the kind that you can reach your thumbs in the holes in the pockets and pull your shirt down? I'm having memories of prom here.
That sounds really convenient.
Kind of
yeah,
Mark's got sneaky holes in his pockets for doing all kinds of random things.
And the tuxedos that I've
rented.
Is
that a case like your leg hitches or other things?
You can pull, instead of like just jamming your hands down your pants at dinner, when your shirt gets ruffled up, you can just kind of like, you know, pull it down in there and the holes in the pockets.
I think we're going to have to change the name of our radio show to Style by Mark.
It's called
Style by Mark.
Yeah.
We're trending. We have to trend into a break, Tyler.
We should totally trend into a break.
Check him out at NY Design Guy. You can even see him on George to the Rescue and just about anywhere else in the design world if you want a class act. So stay with us. We're going to break. We'll be back with more of my Fix It Up Life.
Thanks, guys.
Watch the walls break free. Watch you intake me the love to love.
Time to bring beauty back in your next project by Seeing Red. Born to beat the elements, Western Red Cedar is awesome for outdoor rooms, decks, fences, pergolas, and more. Inside, cedar is a sweet choice for hope chests, highlight walls, and woodworking projects, big and small. Stable, chemical-free, and safe, cedar is a natural choice. So bring beauty back to the yard and punch up projects inside the house. For more information and ideas, see red at wrcla.org.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at myfixituplife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@myfixituplife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
This brings me to my knees. It might be a little top into a tree, and I'd like to wait and see. Sometimes we agree just to agree. Sometimes we fight with the referee. I'm so glad you walked in. My fix it up life. This is my fix it up life. It might be a white dress walking up to me. It might be a sunrise and a sky blue sea. It might be the holder of my front door key. And I'd like